This is Mark McKenzie at the Draghorn Ranges in the Pentland Hills in Edinburgh for Exercise Summer Challenge.
My name is Major Rory Fitzpatrick. I'm the second in command of the Army Training Unit Scotland, which is based in Edinburgh, and we deal with all Phase 1 and specialist training within the Territorial Army in Scotland.
Now, Exercise Summer Challenge has been running since 2006. How is it in 2012?
It's more dynamic, it's more exciting, and we're actually producing more robust and fit Phase 1 recruits at the end of the pipeline.
We're up here in the foothills of the Pentlands, and it's perfect terrain, isn't it?
It is marvellous. We've got everything from wooded massive hills to test our fitness on, and open spaces to test our tactics on.
Now, how many have taken part? How many started this exercise?
We had a start state of 160 recruits from the whole breadth of the United Kingdom. About 80% were from Scotland, and the other 20% were from as far away as Jersey. Our youngest lads here are 17 and a half, and our oldest lad, he was 42.
How much preparation before they actually hit the ground here for this exercise do the recruits have to do?
Well, the first thing they've got to do is they've got to go to the ADSC in Glencorse and do a weekend's selection. From there, they then went back to their units on drill nights mainly and did a series of introductory lecturettes. And that was in the form to inform and shape them and prepare them so they'd be able to hit the ground running here with the minimum impact on themselves. Obviously, every soldier that comes here has reached the Army's minimum standard of entry. And all the training they do is gradual, and it's progressive. And it culminates in the reaching the basic standard required by all soldiers serving after the end of their training. The military training we do here provides the soldiers with key soldiering skills, such as fitness. Obviously, it started low, and we build up to the required standard. Handling and firing weapons. They get a rifle. They learn everything about that rifle, how to look after it, how to strip it, how to assemble it, and obviously how to aim and fire it. And we've had very, very good results on the firing this year. The guys learn first aid. They learn navigation, CBRN, which is the nuclear, chemical, biological warfare protection equipment that the Army issues. And then it all culminates in a long exercise where they're actually living in the field. They're surviving on what they can carry on their back. And they're conducting complex, you know, offensive operations.
How many dropouts have you had through the course of it, and can you tell us why they've fallen by the wayside?
We've had about 10% of the initial start rate dropping out. That was mainly through soft tissue injuries, sprains, and the likes. And it was unfortunate, but it all happened because the training is so condensed and so progressive. The guys that have dropped out through injuries, they're all determined to get back on their feet again and get back here and do the modular course later on in the year.
10%, was that about average what you would have expected?
I won't deny it, we expected a lot more. I can't quantify the percentages that we expected, but we were looking at potentially 20% dropout rate through various reasons. I mean, a lot of the cases are compassionate as well. You know, if somebody's got a serious problem at home that they've got to deal with, we won't keep them here. We'll obviously make sure that they can get back home and deal with those problems, and we strive very heavily on training in rather than training out. That's our philosophy.
Okay. And what's the ultimate goal as far as Exercise Summer Challenge is concerned? What's the aim?
The aim really is a production of a robust, fit, capable and confident trained soldier ready to excel on his Phase 2 training.
But have there been a couple of soldiers perhaps that have stood out and you've thought that's the great potential there?
Absolutely. You know, all the instructors here are very qualified men, and they can actually see the potential in the soldiers, and we exploit that potential. We encourage it. We always encourage potential in a young soldier. And some of them, we've got a few top students here and a few top shots. Obviously, a big part of being a soldier is firing a rifle, and there's a couple of lads that have, and young ladies as well, that have excelled themselves on the ranges.
I am Captain Alan Hume. I'm the platoon commander for Rhine Platoon during the Exercise Summer Challenge 2012. Where we're in at the moment, this wooded area, is our what we refer to as our harbour area. This is our safe place that we could come back and administer ourselves. We have to be able to eat and sleep and function like everyone else, as well as go out and do arduous work patrolling or attacking the enemy. And this is the safe environment we can create anywhere in the world.
So this is similar to a PB or a FOB, for example?
Definitely. Yeah, this is the very, very basic form of a PB or a FOB. You know, and it's the basics of basics here. It's a triangular shape. We generally have around about three sections in here. This one is scaled down today. You've actually only got one section, given the effect of what it would be for a platoon harbour area.
And as an instructor, have you been impressed this year by what you've seen?
I have. Quite a high standard this year. We've seen them come through. We've had no problems really whatsoever. They've managed to come to us at a reasonably fit level, all very, very keen, enthusiastic to take part in the training, listen to what's being said, and the feedback we've had from them has been very positive as well, that they've actually enjoyed it, although sometimes enjoyed it a bit less than others.
Well, the weather's been a bit of a challenge this time around as well.
Yeah, well, we've got nice sunshine here today, but really that's the first sunshine we've seen in over 4 weeks. And yeah, it does impact on the training severely. If they're out here doing this sort of routine and it's nothing but rain, as you can imagine, morale is very, very challenged by that environment.
Excellent. Well, it's a summer challenge. What would you expect?
Exactly.
Thanks for your time.
My name is Private Katie Haywood.
Katie, how are you enjoying the experience?
I'm loving it. Absolutely. It's a brilliant challenge. And I would recommend it to anyone. Well, I just wanted another challenge, and I don't know, people saying that you can't do certain things because of your sex, age, gender, etc., etc. So I wanted to prove a point. I wanted something new. I didn't like doing the same day-to-day thing, getting up in the morning, going to work, coming home, cooking dinner, going to bed, same thing every day. This is more of an experience that you wouldn't get anywhere else.
What's been the biggest challenge for you of this so far?
Originally, the very beginning, weapons handling. Never even seen a rifle in my life, and then all of a sudden within a week learned how to use one and the insides outs of it. So,
has the training been good?
Yes, definitely. We've got the best commanders and staff available, to be honest.
What's been the worst bit?
Tabbing, PT, running. I absolutely hate running, and this has just confirmed it even more.
Now, anyone that's listening to this that's thinking, still thinking about it, not convinced, how would you convince them?
Well, we can always give it a try. If it's not for you, you don't have to. It's not permanent. It's not like the regulars. So,
and what happens to you now? You pass out on Sunday. What are your thoughts?
I intend to possibly in the future join the regulars. This has definitely made me feel this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm doing a combat med tech course. It's in October, and I've been offered possibly to go to Canada for 4 weeks more training. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it all goes well.
Excellent. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.